Is believing really enough? Do you believe that everyone who trusts in God will go to heaven? Is it enough? Can it be that simple? Just believe in God? No, it isn't enough. It isn't that simple. Jesus said, "Don't let yourselves be disturbed. Trust in God and trust in me." John 14:1. Some people stop at God. They skip past acknowledging Jesus as Savior or their need for one. They feel if they live a good life and treat people right, they will inherit eternal life. Jesus said, "In my Father's house are many places to live. I am going there to prepare a place for you. I will return to take you with me. You know where I am going, and you know the way there." John 14:2 through 4. Do you know the way? Do you think it's earned by good works? Don't shoot the messenger, but not one of us humans has ever or will ever be able to do enough to earn our passage. So how can we know the way? Yeshua said, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." John 14:5 through 6. Most people believe God is the creator of all, but not all believe that Jesus is God's true Son or that he arose from the dead and still lives. Do you? Believing must come first, but if you stop there, you are still standing outside the safety zone. Each of us must search out the truth about ourselves, realizing we are not perfect and cannot be our own Savior. We must confess to Jesus, asking him to forgive us, surrendering control of our lives while accepting Jesus' undeserved offer of salvation. No surrender means no forgiveness. No forgiveness means no cleansing. No cleansing means no entry. Surrender, in physical terms, makes a person seem weak, the loser. But spiritual surrender to Jesus is what frees us to victory. Give up proving how strong you are, and let Jesus show you what true strength is by getting off the throne of your heart and inviting King Jesus to take his rightful place. I need to surrender my will every day. Do you?